Police say they arrested about 200 refugees and that they were being processed for court action. They said they were being held at a police location in Agomeda in the east of the country after they were moved there following a police operation. Meanwhile, residents outside the Buduburam camp near Accra, where the protest was taking place, said police had cordoned off the area. For the past 4 weeks, Liberian mothers and children sat outside on small pieces of foam and thin mats on a football field just outside their camp, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Accra. Police and Ghanaian government officials said this was unacceptable and that the refugees were violating public order. They said they were causing traffic and public disturbances. The Liberians are against what is being called a voluntary repatriation program, which is set to expire at the end of June. Ghanaian officials say the Liberians will lose their refugee status and become illegal aliens if they stay in Ghana. The refugees are being offered a free trip and $100 by the UN Refugee Agency to resettle in Liberia, but they say it is not enough. They are also afraid. Some of them, like Elvira Chidi, says that since she is from the same ethnic group as Liberia's former military ruler Samuel Doe, she feels she will be persecuted. One of her friends explains what exactly she is trying to say.
She's saying she cannot go back home because she's from a Doe regime. And the Doe regime are the people that they are looking for. They are the wanted people. So she cannot return to Liberia. And why she know that they will locate her and they will hunt her. So it is her fear.
Madison Gwynn acted as a spokesman for the protesters. Just before the police operation, he said Liberian refugees would rather be sent to another country.
We feel that countries are out there, by the grace of God, in this Liberian context, that we see reason to open the corridors for resettlement.
Another refugee, Sarah Mason, said she feels long-time refugees should be getting more help, including jobs and schooling in another country.
We sit here and sell cold water. We can sell peanuts around to be able to make ends meet. So I think we should be resettled to a third country where we'll be able to work and go to school to prepare our children for tomorrow, because Lala or Kimia in our early 20s and we are now in our 40s, some are now in their 50s, in their 60s, and nothing has been done.
Officials from Ghana's government refugee board say 40,000 Liberian refugees remain in the country, and that very few have left since the end of the Liberian Civil War in 2003. UNHCR officials have said large-scale resettlement outside Liberia is not an option and that these refugees should make an effort in helping rebuild their country. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.